Welcome guys to another episode of the Kick of K podcast. Season 3, episode 13.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I'm Lawrence Kunta, and for today we have a guest.
Yes, sir.
I'll let him introduce himself. Yeah.
All right, I'm Brucho, and nice to be here. Finally.
Finally.
Nakitare, Soul Dogs with P, Paul. Man, you fun, yeah? Let's get it.
Yeah, I'm Blaine, league leaders, league winners 2024. I was out with a foot injury, but I'm good and I'm back.
Kwani foot inaonge?
Ah, ndio maana sikuwa last time. Lazima ni explain. Bana, leo sasa alikuwa auliza bana Blaine lako wapi bana? Ndio mimi
msalaya kae jaka. My name is Sean, a Chelsea fan.
Wacha tuanze topics. United versus Villa. Game analysis. What does your take, Brucho?
For one, that game, niliona Dalot amefanya vitu zingine ni sijaiona akifanya. Dalot for me was the man of the match. He had stiff competition, of course, from who was he playing that side? Alikuwa na Johnson. So he had stiff competition, lakini Dalot and he stand out for me. It was a wonderful game. Seeing kwanza McTominay, he saved United a lot. 12 points so far.
Za McTominay.
I made it a Man U 12 points. That is 30% of points to Konazo this season.
Ooh, my lie.
Yeah. So McTominay hakuna vile tunamuuza. Hatuwezi mwachilia side.
Hey, tutamuuza.
He has been our savior this season, by the way.
Hey, yes. Coming from the bench. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so I was like, about style of play at Ten Hag. Not yet, Atujayona.
Bado Atujayona.
So what's up with that?
I think we should give him time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now with the new management, Sir Jim akiwa pale, the new CEO, Omar Berarda,
mm-hmm.
Amekuja akasema, kama uperform mwaka moja, miaka mbili.
Nenda nyumbani.
So we just give Ten Hag time.
Mm-hmm. So, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Dalo. Unajua last week nilisema Dalo is just an athlete.
Yeah, he's not a baller.
He's not a baller. Yeah, but he has been stepping up. You're seeing him do other things. He's like tackling men. Hiyo tackle flani, the first half.
Yeah,
like, nika is stepping up. Anaza kuona weaknesses zake, vinye wasiwa na prison, bisiaka of tackling. He's stepping up on that side. He's doing a good job. But that game, bro, when we, they picked us as back, mazi, umsa na itwaje boys.
Kamara.
No, the guy who scored the goal.
Luis.
Yeah, Luis. Anza kutingiza hiyo mabega, man. Yeah, like, bro, but it was, Nicola, this is another bad day on the office. Wakati when Ten Hag subbed in, McTominay was like, bro, this guy.
Why?
But it's like, okay, in the back of my mind, Leona, it's a good sub because McTominay has been coming in clutch. He's become a clutch player for Ten Hag.
Yeah.
But I still didn't see it like that. I thought that Rashford has been playing well since he went club.
Mm.
He has been playing well, so I thought, yeah, just keeping in there, but McTominay comes again clutch. Yeah, that was a good game. Like, it was a good game.
For
good old Man United.
For a neutral, I'm for United.
Hey, I don't know. For a neutral, it was. Jumi, mazee, nilikuwa ni maanza kukasirika mba.
Kushanza kutafuta
pwede samani. Bana, nilikuwa nungi hapo mba, kando yangu, mafans.
After you bow.
Bana, finye walitufunga, ubeza kanda kudance. Yeah, but Man United, we need to start. I don't know what's going on with us. But I feel like the defensive structure, we're still having a lot of spaces behind our midfield, and that is costing us a lot.
Yeah.
Even though teams don't play wide, like against us, or okay, we may sit back and all that, but there's always this gap between them. Our defense, our midfield and the defense, they're always getting those spaces in there, and it's not just that cost.
Yeah.
You remember sometime back in Ligonanglea, McTominay, there was a time Kobbie Mainoo didn't play, Casemiro was out. Then I was talking about Kobbie Mainoo. I was talking about McTominay na kukava Manuaki, you know. When you are number six, there's a way, come out to me, we are defending right from the box, also me to pick back. There's a way, defender can, like, say, can cut in from the other side, from the way, and can cut in, and say, amana, like, and cut back ball. There's a way, CCDM wanafaa kujia defend your ball, lakini McTominay was not doing that. But that's still okay when Kabi Maino plays. Yeah. When Kabi Maino plays with Casemiro, they defend those balls well. But now the problem is that space. There's a gap in the structure. Kuna hiyo space flani between the midfield and the defense. Still costing us a lot. So I think if we work on that, maybe we'll start keeping more clean sheets. Even though we don't have, we have a lot of clean sheets.
Yeah.
So that's Man United. Yeah, we need to work on that. We need to work on that.
May I think in a little on your issue, your space. I think Kwanza Jana tuluko exposed son as like Villa. Okay, first half you were the better team, but second half, it's like ilikuwa nakato kuwa comeback. To lose his point, you to look away. I think he pointed later on Casemiro. Okay, I'm not a hate of Casemiro. I'm a Madrid fan, so I'm not a hate of Casemiro. But as like, is he miguzi shaisha? Adi, you know, na tukishafika 60 minutes, uwezi yona Casemiro tena. Utamona, atata kuwa smart, vile anakuanga smart. Atata kukimbia, atata kuwa ile smart yake. As like, we atapasa hapa, atapasa hapa. So that's what I'll do next. Hapo ndo I jana, nikiwachi your game. I was calling for substitution, nikifika like 60 something. Na mi option yangu ilikuwa, option yangu ilikuwa Casemiro or Maino. Ju hawakuwa effective that much kwa hiyo game. If you look kwanza hii side ya Dalo na Maino wakiwa hii side na Garnacho, hii side time yenye Garnacho arudi back, Alex Moreno ako hapa, then Kamara is hapa. So Kamara ako anarudi, so Dalo anakuwa is like conflicted, niende huyu Kamara ama nibaki na Moreno. So hapo Kobbie Mainoo wasn't effective, ndio was like a cover na Garnacho arudi, ndio kwa maana alikuwa anapata most kama zile chances zilikuwa zinapita pita tu hapo. Onana onana had a good game but he's still shit. So as like anapita pita tu hapo, so as like your issue ilikuwa inaletwa na he, as like okay, the option you have right now is working with Casemiro because you can't buy anyone else.
Yeah.
But as like when the summer comes, I think kuna key areas we need to invest in. Okay, Maino is still learning, so I don't think, but he's a good bowler and he's a shikile yo CDM, so I don't know about that. And mimi nilikuwa nasema nani atoleo, either the two are later, McTominay later, because McTominay later nikajua bus script written. There's like then I saw people wanasema ati Nona Ten Hag ameanza kufikiria, anaanza kuleta impactful substitutions. Zii, imeshikuwa hii very less kwa Spurs yenye tulidraw. Si ilikuwa tu hivyo, Casemiro alitoka, McTominay akarudi. It's like it's the same sub, ni vile kitu ki happen, watu wana praise. Isipo happen, wewe ulitoa Casemiro mapema. Mbona hukumtoa jana akafunga? Angekosa kufunga ingekuwa hako na game nyingine, hako na any other highlight apart from the goal. McTominay. So it's like McTominay without a goal is a shit player. So it's like in ile subs yenye Ten Hag alikuwa anafanya na for this time ili work. So I was really happy with the performance. Issue yangu tu ni style of play. Acha kama hadi kidogo tu tupange tu. Okay, alisema ali come out strong akasema I have different players from the ones I have at Ajax. Mtu anaweza read hivyo aseme tu anasema tu players wangu waizi cheza, but mimi readers like anasema I have shitty players. You got kama in this, it's 2024, in this new era, kama uwezi cheza possessive football, you are a shit player. Because I'm sure if Xabi Alonso akikuja Liverpool, people watakuwa na possess ball. I saw a lot from that Bayern Leverkusen versus Munich.
Right.
Because they have good players. Maybe two or three. Two at most ndio atashinda na hiyo possession. But Ten Hag alisema, mimi siwezi cheza Ajax. Mnataka nicheze Ajax. I can't play Ajax. Was like, bro, I have shitty players over here. So, yeah, that ndio ilikuwa point yangu about the game. Mahiras, mko na nini ya kusema?
They didn't watch the game.
No, but it was actually nice to see Haaland replicate his Champions League form.
Hoyland.
My bad. It was nice to see Hoyland actually replicate his Champions League form. He has four goals in four
five,
games.
No, five
goals in five games, including the cup games and a couple of assists. Yeah, so that's what I was saying. He had a beautiful goal against Wolves. And yeah, he's definitely clicking, and they have two fixtures against Luton and Fulham coming up next. And when their striker is on form like that, I feel like they can, you know, go ahead and get something out of those games before finally meeting Manchester City in the Manchester Derby. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So are you sorry about your Hoyland point? Yeah, are you sorry?
I'm that's a sorry voice I was talking. It's clear, I'm sorry about that.
That's the best we can get.
Yeah.
Sean.
Okay.
Shout out to Kobbie Mainoo too.
Shout out to him and everyone. Should I say everyone at Man United squad? But for me, the thing with United is I always have a bad. What's the thing with you guys in our late goals? That's a question mark. You should also have a filet question mark when you know. See, not because I'm perform. You are in quadro before the 86th and 86th minute. Yeah, so you need to ask yourselves, why are we scoring late goals kila time? It's always a late wheeler. In Sao Mlishina, I agree 100%. But it has to be a late goal kila time. And it has to be, you guys, because Ileza, I am happy about the goal, but I'm not happy about how we played, blah, blah, blah. I'm not about how we did it. So you need to raise question. Are we going to play like this against big teams? Even though na Jomwendi Champions League.
I'm not sure.
They're only 6 points off the top four.
They can't without Arsenal are performing.
Arsenal are already top four.
Just that one spot. You think United will grab that one spot?
If they get the striker clicking the way the Haaland is clicking right now.
Hoyland.
Okay, so my point is, yes, you're winning games, but the question mark has to be why late goals. It's not you're not playing brilliant football as you're supposed to be playing, as the Great United is supposed to be playing, but it was winning cups for you guys. It's just winning games for you.
You have to win games to win games.
Yeah, but you're not winning any cups.
Kwa Liverpool ulikuwa unasema that's a good thing kama watashinda ligi. Ulitoa your point.
Because at least we are having signs. They are on the top spot. Unajua, even though they do that na washinde ligi, ina make a lot of sense. But for you guys, Nisa, kudos to you guys 100% for winning the game. But why late goals? Unajua, I always have to have a bat against United. Unajua, why late goals? Why late goals? That's my point. Why always late goals? But shout out to Kobbie Maino and McTominay is not a brilliant player, but he's a savior to you guys. Nikama is more like this guy.
Origi,
exactly.
No, I don't respect Origi like that.
But he's a savior in terms of impact from the bench. So shout out to that game.
Okay, Bruce, you want to point about a new number 8 for Man United?
Yes. I feel we need a new number 8. That should be our top priority. Come summer, we need to get a number 8 because Maino ako sawa. Bruno kidogo, I don't know what happened this season. He has not been the Bruno that I know. I think also he needs to get on the bench, maybe for a game or two.
Mount
acheze hapo.
Yeah,
but for number 8, Casemiro amechoka, and for some weird reason, like I told you, I don't think we need the job.
Why?
We don't need the job, we need to go out. Go to Mexico, go to Brazil, we get a good number.
Why don't you need to jump?
I feel vibe yake. I don't think we need him. If he comes to United, then he had to perform well enough.
But if we look at De Jong, most of De Jong, if you look at how De Jong plays, he's a ball carrier. I think that's what United need, because you need someone who is more box to box. And I don't think you guys, McTominay is not a box to box.
McTominay to Namuzi.
Is Casemiro, okay, he is supposed to, but I execute your role vis-a-vis side. But I think you guys need to analyze a career ball from one half to the other half. So, you don't need him.
I think maybe then I need to watch more of his game. I haven't watched his game.
But this season amekuwa na critics. Nimekuwa nikiona Barcelona ki lose games ako na critics. Watu wanasema he's ball watching, he's no longer the De Jong. Maybe your point, but kusema at home field. Maybe I made a doubt.
Feel your vibe.
But I think critics na come because De Jong is one of the most paid, one of the highest paid players in Barcelona.
Right.
So he has one of the highest paid players in Barcelona.
Actually,
so exactly, he's the highest, isn't it? So he doesn't perform, so kuna la alafu na Barcelona are experiencing financial crisis, so
I'm a dunk on those people, but that's my issue by the way with Ten Hag. Tumeshi kuchezesho Anthony tangu season ianze, na I think this is the fallout they had with Sancho. Sancho was our best player in pre-season, but come first game of the league, Wolves na anacheza Anthony. Second game Antonio akakuwa na good game. Second game Antonio akacheza vibaya. Antonio anacheza akacheza. Okay, I guess as like ukishanua someone.
Where is Antonio playing though?
Season ikianza. I was like, ni explain pale Bifia Ten Hag na Sancho ilianza. Okay, okay, cool. In relation to Facundo Pellistri. I was like, Sancho anakaa kutuko bench, anaona huyu jamaa haputi effort, achezi vizuri. Okay, he's good going back and tracking back and whatever. But I little effort. I was the best player preseason.
But isn't Antonio right wing?
Yes, Sancho anaweza cheza hiyo side.
Another, but
he said imeshachana Rashford Garnacho. Haizi cheza striker. I think that's point yangu na hapo na Ten Hag ni hii talent yote ilikuwa kwa Pellistri na tunaiona Granada, a team yenye ina fight relegation, ni kama uende Everton na ushine. Hii inaonyeshana wewe ni mkali. I was like, mbona akona hii? Okay, maybe ukisha know someone 100 million, you have to show the board. Okay, you trusted me 100 million. Let me show you as like, mbona juwezi 100 million alafu useme, amekataa games mbili. Acha niweke bench. So that's my issue with Ten Hag. Okay, Antony likataa. Mbona usichezeshe Pellistri? Another one ni Ahmad. Ahmad is such a baller.
Yeah.
Na bado achezi. So I was like,
akona bias
sana. So me, lakini mimi hapo kwa number 8 I think I'll take, cuz Maino is young, so ata develop to be a natural CDM or whatever, kama atafika hiyo position yake. I think I can take a Paqueta in that team.
But
now
me think
you're talking.
I can take a Paqueta in that team. I can take Maino, Paqueta and Bruno. Bruno chiza vibaya, Mount. I can take a Paqueta in that team.
But for you guys, I think, me honestly speaking, I think it's not about Man United, is not about, okay, you've always signed kama kawaida, even though we cry Paqueta, unajua. So for me, you have players already, you know. For the thing with EPL teams, I like trust na ku believe in a such a young player, like unajua Maino. Me, for me, Maino is, I only watch games like kadhaa nikarudi, and sorry for United fans for bashing that. He's a player I think unaweza trust. If you trust in him na aendele kunini, you can have Maino, Mount and Bruno. I mean, your mid me complete. So I think you should put Maino. It's not about signing. Kobe Maino is already understanding how the system works under Ten Hag. So if you bring another player, alafu kwe controversy between Maino and Paqueta or something. So I think you should still work with Kobe Maino.
See, Maino ndio wa number 6. Paqueta is our number 8. Paqueta can cheza 8, 10. Mount tumejaribu hiyo against Spurs, haiku work akicheza hapo against Wolves. As like mid tuko tuna overrun. Now the reason I'm saying this mid na ingekuwa ni Casemiro in its prime at 30 years hapo, ningesema sawa ni Casemiro and Mount because as like they'll complement each other. But upe Maino all the work atakuwa exposed. But Mount ataenda huko mbele. At least Paqueta tamwambia okay, enda mbele kidogo, but as they come back, Nini. Mount is a very attacking player. He's a good player. I'm really waiting for him to play. Atuwezi sema ameflop juu hajakuwa na run of games.
But memflopisha, you can't compare Mount to Chelsea and Mount to United.
Yeah, how many games has he
played? The number of games he's played already, that's not the
bro.
Same
amount. As he Africa 5, bro.
As in my pain is losing that player to you guys. I think it's, if you, hey, Mkena, yeah, but honest, I don't think.
But I don't think he has even played a lot of games. You start judging his gameplay.
Okay, so you said that with Anthony for the first two games.
Anthony sold us a dream.
Wow. Anthony was
class. The first two games. After the other games, Alafu.
I don't think I did first two games. First 2 months. Barcelona call up on knockout stage. Man City, Everton, Arsenal. Anthony sold us a dream. And the to make us
for some reason, I think Mount is going to come and play on the right.
Naganacho.
Now they'll alternate.
Yeah. You don't think we need another forward as like to care, like as like if you want to challenge?
It's Man United. You always need another forward.
Number nine. No, no, number nine. Another winger. No, no. Say Rashford and Ana.
I think we need to.
Akila, we like
need, we need to sell like ruthlessly. Awa kina Facundo kwa watachiza let them do because kukuna overload.
Yeah. Well, should look
but
at Tony.
I will not. Wakiuza wewe Anthony hata. This summer, Mr. Skevy, but bro, we need to be ruthless. If you don't perform, just go. Yeah, I think one Anthony is one of the guys who needs to go also. Miss Jui tunabembeleza watu nini. We have had Martial for how many seasons?
Hey!
Bro, close to 10 years.
Definitely 100 goals.
Mutu wadi training anapata injury. Bro, what are you doing that is making you get injured? What are you doing? You need to start asking such questions. You're being unprofessional also. You're not taking care of yourself, you're getting injured that much.
Yeah.
That's true.
But Mourinho alisema stuff. Akitoka Mourinho akasema kuna behind the scenes this stuff. Ati kuna one board member atakayekuza Martial. So unaona vile hadi Martial contract yake iko na Ballon d'Or plus. Akipata Ballon d'Or tunapea Monaco pesa. So as like he was that great. Mm. As like Mourinho alikuwa anasema I wanted to sell Rashford and Martial. Eh? Na jokisha shika Rashford
Ukiangalia
Man City players as like the highest paid players ni De Bruyne. Ingekuwa my new highest paid player angekuwa Foden hapo, angekuwa sijui nani, as like the fact changes those structures. As like who'll make top four between Man United, Spurs and Villa?
United.
Yes. Why? How?
Either United or Villa.
Damn.
Aye, Spurs.
What?
Not Spurs.
That's brazy.
Walai. Yes. Kwanza hiyo ligi inakaaje?
Why
United?
I feel United because since the new ownership came, watu wameamka. The players, you just see how they are playing. Wase wameamka. So, and also why I'm saying maybe Aston Villa is because what Emery has already done. Your team already imagine kabisa. You know, for Tottenham, if they miss one player, uta notice. If Son is out, uta notice.
Mm-hmm.
If in the mid, maybe Hobby is out, uta notice. There's going to be a difference. But for United sahi, you have seen consistency.
Yeah.
Winning 4 games in a row. Hata vile tunacheza, unaona ni kama there's something new that is coming up. Rashford anajituma. Yep. So I think United, for me, they're going to finish 4th. Either United or Villa.
But as like Tottenham are going to 47, Villa 46, and Man United 41.
Yes. We'll catch up.
We'll catch up.
Yes.
Okay, Paul.
Yes, that's tricky. It is
just
tricky.
Spot mebaki moja.
Yeah, it's tricky. Bro, it's tricky, man. I don't think we'll get to the Champions
League.
Okay, we cool, but my hopes is iko chini kabisa.
Exactly.
I think as much as we are playing well right now,
he's injured.
Man United has shown me a lot of bro. It has. I don't think we'll keep up the consistency. I think it will be between Spurs na Aston Villa.
To go funeral. Yeah,
same. I think it will be between Spurs and Villa.
Exactly.
Because we will not be consistent enough. It's only one spot. Now there are 3 competitors.
Mm,
that means one team to be consistent. Not even say atisana. Two of the teams will fall off kabisa. Ama two of them will be too good. And I don't know if it'll be among the two that will be too good.
Miss Dani Villa can open your gas.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. What I'm
So, umesama they've gelled. Yeah. They have that. Your gas.
So, kusema hivyo, man. Okay, that appear Villa kusaza Champions League pia rena ka weird. I think Spurs will make it.
See, Newcastle will get Champions League. Play like a kata.
Hey, bro. What?
Yeah, I think Spurs will just edge the rest of us out.
But among the 3 teams, since we wanted to go on Man City, Arsenal and Liverpool to play, I feel when you had a point or as like something from those 3 games, each team, Aston Villa, Man City, Aston Villa, United and Spurs, everyone has like Nini, Man City, Arsenal and Liverpool. Now
I think I think Spurs have a better chance of getting more points from those games than we do.
Than we do?
Yeah.
Mimi kinyi nika tumata spate top 4 ni injuries. Juzi shanza kurudi. Luke Shaw alicheza 45, akatolewa juu injury. Lisandro asha. That's my issue.
Well, for me, honestly, what I think. Tottenham and Villa will definitely take it out. Because.
What do you expect?
Point today. you guys both hizo teams zimebaki nje. Sawa? Kuna you guys when you mesema you have Man City, Arsenal and Liverpool.
Kila mtu.
Every team that is trying to fight for the top, otherwise favorite for top 4, sindio? The fourth spot. I think Tottenham have better chance of winning is against rather than Manchester United, because Tottenham, we don't know, it's the second leg, yeah? Mm. We don't know what Postecoglou has in store, as in a delusional against Spurs. Benya amesema you would notice player akikosa, if a player misses out on the Tottenham squad, would have noticed his squad yenyewe kuna issue or something. But I think if Postecoglou brings in the right style of play, kawa atachapa, he's capable of
beating the Arsenal. Of play.
No, there's a change.
Now it's a highlight.
But look,
no, exactly.
Brighton was like, you are the highlight. I think we need to change
definition. I like it. Postecoglou should come to Liverpool.
Exactly. He's a kind of coach.
You see highlight. You must go at the pitch. You see highlight, man.
The highlight.
Yeah, you're very high.
You're very high in your top 10.
Nakumbuka wakifanya hivyo Liverpool wakapigwa 7 na Villa.
Nakumbuka.
You're not sure as in for Postecoglou, we don't know what is that. But for United, that's why I still nilikuwa na ile question ya. Okay, you're playing good for. Okay, that's good for. You're playing good football, sawa. But atuna ile why the late minutes come mnafunga late mnafunga 87. I think that should raise a question mark. Now you're going to face Man City, you're going to face Arsenal, you're going to face Liverpool. Kumbuka Man City na Liverpool, these are teams that do not want to lose. Hazitaki kutoka hapo, they already contenders, as in wanna fight your top spot. And looking at the three teams that are outside, ni Tottenham, Manchester United na Villa. Who has the highest points up with 46? Spurs. Manchester United has 41. United, say they will lose points. All the 9 points up, or maybe about 3 points or something. I don't think what I mean. So it's a matter of who is high right now, because we're competitive. Who is high at 46 points? So for United, who should they spot your number 4? I don't think so.
I think points exactly. Zitatoka kwa Arsenal. Arsenal ndo drop points kati ya.
Arsenal are not looking. Niliwaambia
just notice na Arsenal Trafford. Wale hatuzi chapa Trafford.
Arsenal after ile game walichapa Liverpool. Niliwaambia confidence iko wapi?
Yeah, confidence
iko wapi? I told you the confidence
the manner in which it happened is questionable.
Sai wako wapi? Sai that wanachapa team. They're beating teams 6.
Left, right, center.
Confidence iko high. Akupata na Old Trafford, bro. Just to be. Arsenal with trash.
But
United, you're shaking.
I'm not shaking. Unajua. Okay. Hii point naitoa tukifika kwa top 3. Waje tutafika. Ndakuelezea mbona.
Trash.
What ndakuelezea? I would make
up for. I personally think it's between Spurs and United. I don't think Villa is in the conversation right now, even despite them, you know, being top. I think easy games and Villa watacheza na the big 6, United have a better chance of winning the same games as opposed to Villa. I don't think they have enough firepower to take them, you know, through the rest of the season. You know, despite Watkins, you know, banging in goals, kuna Leon Bailey, but I don't think it's really enough to get them to the top 4. Top 4 is too crazy.
Yeah. Tujana ingekuwa Spurs against United, Spurs wangepata something.
Yeah,
that's why I think it's between us two.
Yeah, and also Son has been out in the Asian Cup and stuff, alirudi, but Richarlison stepped up.
Na kuna fix,
sindio? So yeah.
In involve the 3. Between maybe Spurs, Villa and United, akuna fix kama hiyo.
Villa have to face Liverpool and I think
akuna.
But Villa pia wako na high chances of being thrashed by iso top 3 sasa.
Yeah, that's
Villa na wakota kona Spurs.
Spurs.
Yeah, so Spurs. Angalia Spurs scenario kwa hiyo. I feel like Spurs are going to win that. Spurs are going to win that, I feel like.
It's a tough one though.
Yeah, it's tough, but I feel like they have the firepower like to go through.
Yeah.
Especially the style of play they're playing. Richarlison is clicking, Son is back.
Johnson.
I mean, come on.
But
is the defender back, Van de? Yeah.
Actually for Villa had question marks in the time. They were on a good form. It's been a second leg ndio ameanza ku lose in matches, all standard high, so second leg
ameanza gas
yeah, out of form, they're winning game, they're losing a game, so that's kuna a lot of question marks. Same way to United, your statement about why you scoring in late goals, you're having a shaky play,
but so you would have preferred talking a draw. Okay, yeah. Option.
Okay. So the thing is, I have no issue with you guys banging the 3 points, but the issue is, will we still perform? Are we hoping to score late goals against these big teams?
It's not a matter of hope.
Are you sure about buying those goals?
I feel like it's like you should get the job done even when you're not on your best.
Mm.
You're not always going to play the best football. You're not always going to be, you know, coming to your job.
So for United, it's not a matter of all. So they're not always going to. They have not been playing good football.
That's Rich coming from a Chelsea fan. I'm going to have to say about United.
They have not been. Yeah, maybe this again that come again against Burnley. It was a little bit shaky.
It was shaky at the start.
But then again, you proved that because you've been consistent and performing.
Kimbizo kidogo.
Points only prove a point. Yeah, only prove. Yeah, it has been a shaky game, but all the games we've played have not been shaky. But this game only prove for Liverpool, sir. But for United, they have not been playing well, sir. So. Question marks against the stats tell
a different story though. Like the last six games they've played.
Yeah, but the last six games, which teams have they played?
And it's some FA Cup teams.
Exactly.
Someone?
Newport.
So what's your take? He had in 1 minute. What's your take on the blue card take?
The blue card wants to be introduced as a mechanism to stop blatant fouls or tactical fouls, whereby a player will be forced to go out for 10 minutes and then come back. So that's what the blue card is all about.
Are you in favor?
No, I'm not in favor of that. This is not the NBA. I mean, come on.
But let that thing stick to rugby.
It will ruin football.
10 minutes is a long time. 10 minutes is a long time. It will change. Matches are 10 men. No, 9 men.
Kasemiro atakula hizo kaka 10 kwa game.
Eh, bana atakuwa anaingia na kutoka tena.
I think we should just stick to the red card and the red card. That basically. Now, we already have enough of VAR. Now we're telling me we're having a scene been in
kwanza Premier League.
I'm in Premier League.
Heri chezeo kwa La Liga.
Rugby, man.
It has been tested in the lower leagues.
As like namaanisha kama kuna issues mingi na referees na VAR. Na tukiongeza blue card.
Blue card, yeah, definitely.
Kwanza Premier League.
Waste time.
You know, right now, if blue card was working, which player angekuwa ameka nje sana?
The rough guys.
Atakina Newcastle au.
Nicholas Jackson, Chelsea.
Oh, why Nicholas Jackson?
he has had 15 descents.
Yeah, and a lot of offsides. I agree though. But
actually, Chelsea players have the most yellow cards together with Sheffield.
How do you chase that? Kuna players
hapo. Wow,
the thing with your team is that your players have a lot of temper. So Pochettino tayari hata juu.
I don't think, okay, you know, issue temper. Okay, let me justify at least Chelsea players for once. You're getting thrashed almost every game. So you're already 1-0 down. I mean, it's reasonable. It's as in human nature for you to kwa tu hivyo. Unajua to have the anger, to have that, unajua. So I don't blame the players on that, but them losing games, they also play a part in losing games for Chelsea.
So unajua mnayo ndio unacheza.
But if you're losing in games, I mean, come on. It's human nature for
It's human nature. Nakumbuka ile meme flani ile hiyo time wase wote walikuwa wameka zile looks flani. Na fall kwa mika ile page flani ya Twitter. And Pochettino walking into the dressing room. Na makasi.
Ende kuzinyoa. I was like, next topic ni top 3 wins. Man City, Liverpool and Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal.
Sikuwa na get your question ya top 3 wins.
I was like reaction ya. Sini kwani ni horses ngapi ziko hapo ndani?
Horses ni mbili.
Ni mbili?
Ah, ni tatu.
As like nimeamua kucombine because like Arsenal wako hapo. Ni vile tu tunasema tu hawatashinda.
Ah, wako hapo.
Wako hapo.
So
wacha nikujibu ile staff ulisema Arsenal wana thrash watu back to back. Ilikuwa 5, sijui 6 tena, si ndio? This is what I'll say about Arsenal.
Bukayo Saka beard.
Jana alifunga penalty, sindio? A time like this, last year, I lose penalty against... I miss penalty against West Ham. And they can say their downfall. Waka bottle their 9, 11 points, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Arsenal wana bang in goals because hakuna pressure. Hakuna pressure. I kid you not. If your game wako 5 points clear.
What do you mean they don't have pressure?
Hakuna pressure. It's like no one is expecting them to win the fucking league.
Mm-hmm.
Just like hao nasisa tu kufanya. Tumekuja tu kufunga. I kid you not. Your game ingekuwa saizi hao ndio wako 5 points clear before that game. So they need to win to end it 8 points clear. Your game wana lose mbaya sana. I was like, I'll say man, when it matters.
Mbaya sana.
Hey, bro, when it matters, I'll say wana crumble. But Saiza's like, ah, no pressure. To need to
I disagree though. I think Arsenal do have pressure.
Pressure gani?
Actually, ask me why.
Because... Atisa mwenye aliulizwa akasema, I'll finish third.
Okay, the thing is, no.
Na last season alikuwa anaulizwa,
are you going to win the
league? Atisa, last season akiuliza alikuwa anasema, are you going to win the league? Alisema, we are in it, we'll play our best games, game by game. Juzi akauliza, like, asha wana kusema Man City number one.
No, I don't think pressure necessarily comes from your base if you're winning the league. Okay, it plays a big role if you're winning the league. But remember, these guys do have a reputation to maintain sour. So they have a reputation to maintain. You just can't tell me, okay, hakuna hiyo pressure kushinda league and everything. They know it's already gone. But they do still have the reputation.
Yo, what?
If they do waki joke or something, okay, kuna hizo teams kusema zinaweza come kuche. So these guys do have a reputation to put in. And I told you, ile reaction, yeah, I told you it was so ilikofala, but ile reaction ya Arteta against the Liverpool game, ule alikimbia around the pitch and everything, it meant a lot. It meant a lot to him. I don't think Arteta is not a kind of coach ati atakuwa so chill back kama venye other coach, like Graham Potter or something, atakuwa so chill even if we're getting thrashed. Anataka these guys to perform. So ile reputation anataka for that team to be considered, because this team, I don't think maybe ati they are just saying next season tutabeba league. No, they already have a young coach. A coach amekapo kidogo. So it's a matter of giving the coach time and how consistent has he been until the time they will win the league. So I still think they have a lot of pressure. Na hiyo kushinda ku thrash teams, they'll continue thrashing even for the next 2 games or 3 games. Trust me, I still don't know what I'm about.
Yeah, you have no pressure. Ndio kwa maana wanacheza vizuri.
See, no, like, I'm not sure.
Imagine when you lose against Forest, ukikimbiza league, unachapa na Forest.
Okay,
kama ni Villa sana.
Flop, Forest. Flops do happen in football, but kumbuka for Arsenal, lazima they must maintain their reputation. Unajua, these boys, they're not at grown men wanacheza against. They have to impress Arteta for you to remain in that squad.
They had the youngest squad at some point.
I mean, they have young players, so they still have to impress Arteta and everything for you to maintain in that squad. So the pressure definitely still there now. They want to go on a shit against.
So, Brocho, according to you, who's winning the league?
Arsenal.
Usikali ni kwa nenda ati to break from that. So let's go introduce Man City and Liverpool. Kitu cha ongelea Arsenal.
Arsenal are winning the league.
Walai.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Let me ask again.
Hey, bro, we need to clip this.
Brucho from Sports Fans TV.
You see, Arsenal.
Who's winning the league? 2023-2024 league.
Arsenal are winning the league.
Arsenal FC, the Gunners.
The Gunners. Wow. And you know why?
Oh, the God.
Tell us
if you check how Arsenal were playing before, I think going to the winter break, December, after walichapwa kidogo,
yeah,
it was a wake-up call for them. So whatever Arteta did to that team, vile wanacheza, it's a different team. It's completely different Arsenal.
But a little bit of objection though, if I may ask. When you say Arsenal are winning the league, you're meaning Liverpool will drop points?
Yes.
Man City will drop points?
Yes.
Okay.
Arsenal might finish the season unbeaten. Just to watch and see.
What?
Utaona.
Walai.
That's
big calls.
Unbeaten.
It's a big call.
But City and Liverpool are facing each other. So,
did you see what they did to Liverpool?
Yeah.
Hmm?
There's no pressure. Walai, when I finish the games, there's no pressure. That's like it's fluid football.
But you know,
they have to face. I feel like they have to face Man City at home.
By the time they get to the top, league it a queen.
Okay,
they have to face City at home.
Oh yeah,
you guys,
and we faced City at home. Remember, we drew.
I love you guys, kumbuka.
But they beat you.
That's something interesting
for Manchester City. Manchester City are the other team that wanna chase Liverpool side. So Pep is not the kind of guy who say, as we've all seen, history. He's not the kind of guy to drop points at this time. Actually, we do have a game against City weekend. After game,
are you saying that to be relevant?
I'll tell you.
I don't know.
We are facing Crystal today, Sindio.
Yeah.
We have to win that game. Weekend, I think Man City. Yeah. We are facing Manchester City. Tulikuwa tunadiscuss na sasa last week. Nikakuona kambi huko na chama face City. Next week but
one. Na Palace. Na Palace away ama?
Leo
tutacheza Palace home.
Oh.
To Stamford. So I think I don't think Manchester City are ready to drop points. So me think it's still a title bit between Liverpool and Manchester. I'm actually scared, if I'm being honest. Your game is Saturday. Yeah, I don't know if Saturday or Sunday. I don't think Manchester City right now. My point is we're ready to lose any points right now. So if you tell me Arsenal are going to win the league, niko shocked.
So how will Arsenal win the league now? How in Guinea Kombele? Like,
they'll drop points,
but Arsenal will not drop points.
They won't.
So Arsenal,
not anytime soon. If they will, not anytime soon.
So game week 37, yeah. Mm-hmm. Before game week 38, I'm sure. Game week 37, it's Man United versus Arsenal mm-hmm. at Old Trafford. Mm-hmm. Arsenal are at Chapa.
Arteta is a tactical genius. See how he has transformed the team into like becoming one of the most dangerous teams from set piece situations.
Yeah, set piece. Yeah.
Like. That's something to think about. They're not wasting the set pieces.
Hey, we see
Arsenal have the most set piece goals.
Goals.
And who is bringing the crosses?
Rice.
Declan Rice.
Hey, man.
Okay, let's do it.
It's crazy. They have another ammunition, which is set pieces.
It's crazy. Only Liverpool. So I'm joining.
Hmm? Sindio, sema kikiti ukweli. Sinimeona.
So I
Gabriel Pale.
I think so fact funny. let's look at the fixtures that are coming in for the top three teams for Liverpool, Man City, and Arsenal.
Well, so Arsenal have the Champions League still.
Oh, yeah, let's look. Arsenal
have to face Burnley.
Arsenal facing. Sorry, Arsenal.
Well, they'll have to face Burnley, then go to the Champions League away to Porto.
I mean the league games.
By the way, Arsenal South actually Champions League into the
lane. That's another thing to consider.
Liverpool are honest.
See, I don't know shit.
Hey, there I'm waiting to see what Arteta is going to do, but I still think his mind is on the Premier League.
No lie.
Do you think they can win the Champions League?
No.
I know, man.
Oh,
hey, Paul, what's your take to get out the fixtures?
Holding the league.
2-3 horses.
Hey, bro. Bro, you are many. Pick up a sugar. I don't even know what to say. Because he's making some very valid points. But I still.
Is it the hits? Ndokomana Tony Arsenal?
Maybe in a peer to now, like, we are not taking them too seriously.
Because Saka beard.
But I think the noisy neighbors will do it again.
Man City.
Yeah.
Noisy neighbors. It's not like your guys are challenging.
See, you're not even noisy neighbors.
But to who?
See, to us, man.
They don't have neighbors no more because you guys are not challenging. I'm just playing.
No, you
played it. Tombeo, how tackle that Arsenal take? How will you win against Man City?
Simple. How will we win?
How will you as like win the league? Now we're missing Arsenal will win the league.
Because Arsenal, won't you win the league?
Oh, because like we took points from Etihad, and Arsenal still have to go to Etihad. They have some tough fixtures. They still have to play the Champions League. So it's kind of pick your poison for Arteta. He can't let go of the Champions League like that. I mean, come on. So he'll have to go hard on that. We have the Europa League. We'll still play Akinadoak and stuff until we reach the semifinals.
Like you not to danganya Blade.
Nini.
Ukisema po doa, kuna to danganya.
Adoak.
Adilis kwa hili kinjiru, mulukunu to danganya to kengia box. Mulukuta pa mkanda kusema, tukena Europa League, tutulisha tu our useless players. Lakini Europa League, adi group stage. It's been Sala tu natisa kila siku hapo.
Sala unajoni competitor, lazima ataka kucheza.
Nunes, Diaz, watu wanaanza bro. So it's like, watu wanapoint. Hiyo ni kutu danganya. Hiyo point umekua mkutoa. On the low,
but they were saying, but like it's not happening.
It's not happening. It's not.
Yeah, at our kicheza, it's not demanding. It's not as demanding as the Champions League. Let's face it.
But only 90 minutes.
It's 90 minutes. It's not. It's not near Champions League level.
Which good teams are you playing in the Europa League right now?
No one.
No one.
Yeah.
Good as you like. Kushika.
Like good teams.
See you.
Like the fact that you have to check, I mean, says it betrays it all.
When you talk about UCL, like, nani?
You see, that's exactly the point I'm making.
There must be some very good teams that will give you smoke.
So, you don't know.
It can't be that easy.
Well, good. I think for Liverpool, I don't think.
So you're saying there's a chance you could win it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quadruple.
Definitely.
Quadruple. Yeah. Quadruple in Europa.
Just to back up on
yes, the yes, you
could imagine. By the way, yes, you could. Umsha
anza kusema hivyo
mapema. Sema you win. Umsha shinda three trophies na iko itango treble.
Ilikuwa treble.
Mbona ikwangi recognize to give mention Man City.
Wewe peke yako ndio.
Okay, team siko huko. Galatasaray walienda. There is chenanzi hapa. Galatasaray, Marseille, Roma, Sporting, AC Milan.
Yeah,
Benfica.
They always have to be there.
Yeah, ni hawa. Ando wakali, hawa ingine suwa kali.
Yeah, you see, yeah, Klopp rarely loses knockout games.
I love really the advantage that these guys have signed Liverpool ni. Okay, mtasema na dali. The advantage wakona, the other time that they all were, you know, the treble walishinda. Remember they were so dependent on what's on, good. On,
yeah, exactly.
Right now Liverpool have options.
We have options, we have Gakpo.
These options, again, it's Arsenal, where were they?
Mm-hmm.
Our Gakpo alikuwa like shit. Gavin Barker alikuwa like okay, shit. Rice alipocket kila mtu up on down.
You always have about one or two bad games. So, lazima. You always have one or two bad games.
Yes, indeed. And it wasn't that bad.
It was against Arsenal.
It wasn't that bad, my nigga. We played Arsenal.
I love Arsenal. We said Arsenal.
Arsenal wako fiti.
Sindio, Arsenal but it's like your big teams. Kufai kuwa na mtu mdogo hapa, so like mnaenda tuone nani ameshinda, tuseme huyo ameshinda kwa as like ameshinda Rosa.
Hapo ndio maybe your team iko step. Look at the goals that Arsenal lost.
Yeah, si ndio nasema it wasn't that bad. Look at the goals they scored. It wasn't that bad. I mean, we scored an ugly goal too, but I mean like come on, we took it to them.
But point
ali shika ball na mkono yadi ingekuwa penalty.
Hadi amko na shot on target first half.
Yeah?
Amko na shot on target first
half. We know. I mean, come on, we didn't have a shot on target for the first 25 minutes at the Emirates and we still won it in the FA Cup despite them having their best 11 out. We didn't have Salah
because
and
they didn't take their chances.
Exactly, that's the thing.
E yenu mli lose your shit. You Arsenal again, your cup wali lose, how to take their chances.
Look,
so for you, Liverpool, basically you mean because Liverpool lost at Emirates.
No, my point is, munasema as Liverpool have a good depth. How, okay, wako nayo on paper, but ikikuja
as like... See, on paper, we were shit in that game. That but you game, can't name more game. Than yeah, three games again, that we were shit and lost. You can't, that's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, I can't
so,
name because like...
So the shit point is just not happening.
No, it's happening because it's like, I can't name you, this is the first time to Leona, your beast code imecheza.
Okay. This is not the first time. You had Bradley... dunking on niggas, come on.
You only one position. Transfer more positions. Come on, you are Liverpool, Arsenal.
Lawrence, your point is not making sense.
Your point is not making sense because you don't back it up.
These guys walikuwa, the time they were winning, walikuwa winning vitu zote, they depended on one squad. Sawa. Sahi, they have a rotational squad of which it has been working despite your game, your Arsenal. Which Arsenal didn't score at brilliant goals.
Actually. Exactly.
They mean Liverpool.
Despite your game, your Arsenal.
So don't mention... Don't mention at Liverpool ana because of that game Arsenal.
Sijakata kuna good players.
Acha tupe game 3. Hiyo Arsenal nimekuanzia.
Sikia point yangu ni gani? I can't name more than 3 games of played shit. But the whole season I'm jokom kucheza vizuri but I'm jokom kucheza vibaya, ndio. It's only Arsenal nimecheza shit. Cuz this is the first time tulianza kuona as like players at our chezangi. Your midfield ilikuwa nani? Gravenberch,
yeah.
Elliot na
Elliot has been good for us this
has
season.
Has been good. Sijakata has been good. Najua point yangu ni gani? Ipo when you take as like your full team for a game tuseme everyone is fit. Salah shida ni injury, sindio?
Yeah,
everyone
yeah,
is fit. Everyone has played. Konate is nani? Nani atatweak one game as like one position. Bradley acheze, Trent akae bench. Gakpo acheze na tuseme Nunes akae bench. Diaz akae bench. Sijui Elliot acheze wing or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But when as like there are more than 3 players when you wanakuanga your bench, it's completely a mid team.
When what?
More than 3 players when you hawachezangi wanacheza as like kama your Arsenal as like ilibidi mfield your wale good depth players na they didn't perform.
So point yako ni basically...
No, uliko mwana wanashindi your game, sindio? Why? Because you believe in Liverpool. Any team
point yako ni basically ni because these players that we're calling rotational, wale in that game and they didn't perform.
Okay, that's my point. My point is how your depth in it.
Okay, so point ni...
But the same players have been coming in and...
Coming in is okay.
In other games, apart from this.
I'm saying starting. Munena kuchisa Man City weekend and you have a semi-final Europa League.
But Bradley started against Chelsea, that's what I'm...
One position. My point is not...
I mean, Keller has been starting.
Sijakata watu wengine wanachezaji wanacheza. My point is I'm going in in 11 out of these 11 there are 4 new players when you're chezangi.
Point yako ni kumbuka.
And it happened again at Arsenal.
Ukisema these 3 players, this
Kwanza has been playing.
What in one position?
Season 3.
Nemes kwenye Kwanza amecheza, Gravenberch akacheza, Salah keko bench.
Salah is yuko bench bro.
Ndio nasema as like ikifika point ni Salah neko bench as like ikifika point
atakuwa That's na tumekuwa tukishinda apart from your Arsenal game. So what are you talking about?
My point is, why have you been winning? Because it's like you've not been playing your French players. You've been playing your best 11. Si sala jakuwa
vile unasema. Si ajakuwa.
Si it's only like 3 games ama ajakuwa.
Eh, na si ndio hiyo sasa.
Hiyo mta, it's only one position. My point is, mkifika point enye mmeza more than 4 players.
Nah, making sense, bro. Hapana.
Because say you're not going
to be. Hapana.
Because
Lorenzo, Nicola Lorenzo amekuwa kingoja this time.
Because unasema, unasema this player that played against Arsenal ilikuwa Gravenberg, ilikuwa Gravenberg,
Elliot Jones.
Na Curtis Jones. They're not always static. Ati if the first quarter hakuna fusion, ati hao ndio watastart. Kumbuka pia these players, but then again the point ya rotational squad ni kutakuwa bado na fusion in these other caps that you're seeing. Akina kuna Bradley ndio wameingia. Robertson hajakuwa for the whole time, but wamekuwa na perform. Trent for some minutes hajakuwa.
Matip aliumia.
One position.
Gomez has been playing left back for the past 5 games. He's been class.
I can't take example na United. Mnakumbuka siku nyingine like hadi Ibak
for. No, that's not about United. Look.
Was like we are fielding more than 4 new players.
We qualified for the Champions League with a makeshift back four where Henderson was playing center back, my nigga.
That's what we're talking about now though.
Tunaongelea size.
Kompeni performance ya look at the
last season mlena champion game
angalia performance ya last like unaweza compare performance ya Harvey Elliott last season na performance yake this season. Look at Curtis Jones last season, look at Curtis
very good players, very good players,
good performances have been played. So you're supposed to refer to Ogo basically. These guys
are so your goal,
it was the same manager and it's still Klopp.
Okay guys,
let's go,
let's wrap this up. This point here, Liverpool versus Arsenal.
Arsenal, who's winning the league?
Okay, huh? Between the two, who has a higher chance of winning the league?
Liverpool.
Okay, you say Liverpool.
Mshakoni Man City. Umesema Arsenal Liverpool.
Between the two.
I say Liverpool. Nimesahau di point yangu nilikuwa nimeshitolea.
Unasema Liverpool, si ndio?
Like Liverpool have a better chance of winning.
Of winning then, all those games.
And then Man City, and then Arsenal.
Yeah.
In that order.
You are the better team.
Yeah, I feel like I like Arsenal are good too, but yeah. Like I don't feel they'll go all the way. Klopp has gone all the way. He's proved he can do it, and I feel like he can do it again. Pep has done it multiple times. He can do it again, but Arteta still has to prove himself.
Yeah, he has to prove himself, and that's what I'm saying. There's only the first time for things.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, let's see.
But yeah, we'll see about that.
Look at the trajectory of Liverpool players. Omekwa too, basically. Now Nunes started at a low, he's going up high. Trent amesha break records sahi. Unaenda kuniambia
goodbye. Una name ma bowlers.
Okay. No, but
you think you're going to play
like nasema siku nyao shit players.
Hatuna hata by chetich mse.
When you use
Thiago ndo
ambi use the same logic.
Afko. What's your take on
that? He's tripping, man.
My take on Afko, I'm surprised, man. I expected that Kinozile to win, but a good goal from Casey and Sebastian Haller. So, I mean, shout out to Sebastian Haller, I mean, battling cancer and all that.
Exactly.
And to win everything. Shout out to him. So, I was surprised. I expected Nigeria to win with the kind of quality that they do have. But then again, it was a shocker. And a shout out to basically Ivory Coast.
A dinker.
Simon
Adinga. That's all I have to say.
Wakukumbuke. What do you say?
Bana, yo, you turn in your clip.
Stop playing with my name.
Stop playing on my name.
Yeah, that was a shock, man. Like Nigeria has a good squad. Everybody saw Nigeria is going to win. Even I supported Nigeria for once. Lakini, that was a shocker. It was not expected at all. I don't know if some people supported Ivory Coast, but everyone thought that Nigeria is the biggest team, like the bigger team, the best player and all that. So that was a shocker. Mm-hmm. But it just still shows how good this African has been.
Yeah.
You expected to be the big G, but bro. You know, you're not all that. Yeah. So that was a very good cup. That was a very good cup. And I think that AFCON should be, I don't know. But what AFCON is to put respect on its name.
Yeah, I feel like the stadiums are Kwanza, beautiful.
Okay, I'll get rest a little bit. Because when the other guys went, bro, I was happy.
Takata here.
When the other guys went, I was so happy.
False Africans.
We had two water on Tole, I was smiling, bro. Yeah,
welcome to Wakanda.
Welcome to Wakanda.
Mm.
So no, but this is good. Like, yeah, this is good. This I think that, you know, you're hosting it next. By the way, Kenya is hosting it next.
Mm. Nah.
Yeah. I have to know next. It's Morocco.
Oh, it's Morocco then.
Yeah.
Oh, I think. 27.
Who got stripped? There's a country that got stripped. Then Morocco was awarded. But anyways, it's Morocco.
Umboroko?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So by that time, maybe itakuwa imeiva sana.
By that time, Ruto itakuwa. Anyway.
Itakuwa sa AFCON has become a big thing. But that was a very good tournament. So shout out to Africans. Shout out to Sub-Saharan Africans. Yeah. Yeah.
They said they're not Africans though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, same as us. So Brucho, what's your point? And what's going forward after a thrilling tournament?
I feel the tournament was very, very biting. From the knockout, the group stages, the knockout stages, Ivory Coast have been nicknamed the Revenants. They are the zombies. They went to hell and came back.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
This is like Ronaldo.
Yeah.
So clutch. So,
but looking going forward, I think looking at this AFCON, it has set a lot of pace in terms of the VAR officiating.
Yeah. Walai. Walai. I do the same. Walai. Yeah. Valid point. Walai.
VAR was wonderful. The refereeing was good as well. At least we didn't see fighting players wakipigana. Although kidogo...
Yeah, kulikuwa kumepigana.
Kidogo tu lakini si sana. But I think moving forward, this tournament has... It has been a good foundation moving forward. I hope sasa sisi Kenya. Ikifika hapa tuko tumejipanga.
What do you think about the you know, the kind of infrastructure we saw in this AFCON compared to where it's going next? Okay, not Morocco, but... Kenya, for that matter.
Okay, for one, I think the biggest challenge that I've seen for them, it had to do with the transport. Because people coming out from the stadium, going to the different locations, different destinations, was a big challenge.
Okay.
So, sijui huku Kenya, tutasurvive aje na matatu.
Simanganya.
Yeah. Wato mtoka kuona game kasa.
But the good thing here, Kenya,
is going to be crazy.
The good thing here, Kenya, tumepewa three countries. So, atuna room for us, like, kufumble. As like, tumepewa watu tufanya kitu moja. Tuwezi fumble, manzi. Lakini shida ni... shida ni our country, our beloved Ruto.
Itakau ufa. Acha tuiseme.
Let's go for Man City versus Chelsea. So it's like, tuna put out a combined 11 for Man City Chelsea.
Yeah.
It's like, see water. It's like, tuna combined. So like, I think the question yes, is, how many Chelsea players will fit, will enter as like the Man City team? Sindio? Mm-hmm. So tunaenda one by one. Haya. Diaz or Petrovic? Ah, not Diaz. I need to jama.
Ederson.
Ederson. Ama Petrovic.
Ederson.
Ederson.
Left back.
Ben Chilwell.
Yeah, I think Chilwell can play. I'll choose Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer fit.
Ben Chilwell.
Ben Chilwell.
Yeah. City don't have a left back.
Unacheza na nani yake?
Ake, Akanji, Gravidiol, kwanza is so shit. I think City ndo amekuwa na the worst transfer
man. Hapo kuna ni ama you guys want to ni bench.
Center backs. Mko na kama 10.
Tuko na injury ada nani ange kuwa na point hapo but tuko na injury. So Man City take it.
Man City take it.
Out of respect, I want to throw Thiago Silva.
Out of respect. Me too.
Walai.
What about?
Out of respect.
Okay, out of respect.
So Silva and Diaz.
The performance in recent games. I think Silva and Diaz can work.
Yeah.
Right. Back, I'd go with the...
Let's
put this. If James didn't have an injury. Sawa, siski, if James angekuwa na injury, would you pick Walker or Maris James?
I'm love to go with James on that.
Me, I'm taking
Walker.
I'm going with James.
Walker is so disrespected. Disrespected. Karen, amekuwa nayo.
At Spurs.
At Man City pia. Spurs she need to get trophies.
Nah.
Yeah, Walker is not that.
What Man City amejaza, sindio?
For me.
Midfield.
CDM.
Rodri.
I'm going with Rodri.
Rodri is
nice. None of them are
shitty. Yeah, number eight.
Enzo. Enzo. Doka Kalali.
Let's go to Enzo. I got a good person on Man City. I'm not taking a knife.
Bernardo Silva.
Diamond. Phillips.
4-4-2.
4-3-3.
At Phillips. Lakini Pepa, I'm going to go to Kijana.
So let's go to Kalali.
Come to Liverpool.
Bernardo, he's a natural eight, yeah. So I think kuna more combo. If I'm being honest, I think Bernardo takes it up.
So
yeah.
Ford Ishaja. I think it's Haaland. It's Doku, Grealish and Sterling. Oh, controversial.
Oh, napenda Sterling.
Yeah, nachuka Sterling.
Sterling?
Yeah, napenda Sterling mbaya.
Sterling, hakuna wingers wakali hii league.
Like, Brucho, alikuwa nasema ati hakuna wingers unyo, hakuna more skill like than Sterling in the Premier League right now.
Not Van.
Silly.
Some, as like Sterling, as like wako kama four. Leon Bailey, Sterling, Diaz.
Hey, hey, hey. Do you agree with that?
I agree. Because I feel for Chelsea, Sterling has been your savior for a very long time.
Yeah.
And you've never realized it. He's a good asset.
Yeah, he's
a real good asset. Honestly. Yeah.
And big shout out to Palmer.
Oh, Palmer ingie your team. Chill, chill. Palmer ingie your team.
Ndio ingie. Ali toka ndio ingie.
And on that note, we wrap up the episode. Yes. Thank you so much for making time to come. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
So let's get it, man. Comment, subscribe,
like. Interact with our posts. Interact with our questions on Spotify. Oh, yeah. Interact with our posts, questions on Spotify. Like our vids and share and subscribe. Kila kitu, basically. Yes, sir.
Adios.
Yeah.